Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode. I love that modern medicine is finally catching up to what, as naturopaths and as in Chinese medicine, we've said for forever. And that's about the influence between how when we stress out, it puts out the fire in our belly and food stews instead of digesting. And so there's such a big link between our digestive system and our mental health and our stress. It's all connected. And it's only in the last few years that the medical profession has caught up and they've started talking about the vagus nerve. And something you mightn't realize is that the vagus nerve is literally like the body's highway to health. It's like this super highway, and it connects things like all our vital organs, heart and lungs and stomach and intestines, but it also absolutely connects through to our brain. It's huge. And so when we stress out, it's so easy for it to just get pinched, switch off, and it impacts all of those body systems. And so in this podcast, I want to talk about just really, you know, break it down to simple language so you actually get the impact of what your vagus nerve is doing and why to look after your vagus nerve. So let's dive in. Okay, so the vagus nerve, the word vagus actually comes from the Latin word wandering, and it perfectly describes what this nerve does. It literally kind of meanders a path all the way throughout our body. It's one of the longest nerves in our body. So imagine it's like a two-way street. And so it's sending messages between our brain and all the different organs all the time. And it's a constant conversation. Signals going backwards and forth, and then your body going, okay, what do I need to do with that signal? So, you know, your heart's racing or your gut's off or how's your breath, all those kind of things. And even our moods are impacted. So what I want to do is I want to break down about some ways that you can keep that rhythm in the vagus nerve, okay? Because it's directly, and I really mean directly, affecting our health. So before I go there, I want to touch on, just as a reminder, I've already done podcasts on it, about breaking the stress loop. Go back and find that one. So in breaking the stress loop, I talk about how when we're stressed out, we get in Chinese medicine, we say you get wind cold, which is where you get aches in your shoulders, those points on your shoulders. And if you're watching this on video, you can see I'm kind of crunching my shoulders up. Well, when we crunch our shoulders up like that, we literally pinch the vagus nerve. We pinch the vagus nerve. And then that goes and shuts off different body systems, depending on how much you pinch it. And so as a naturopath, we're about going the step behind, managing the stress. We do that with adaptogen herbs. I'll put a link to the adaptogens that I take in the show notes from this episode, or send me a message, whatever you want to do. But you've got to manage that pass first, okay? So we can build up vagal tone and all those things, which I'll talk about in a sec. However, prevention's the best thing. So if we can get our body to be more adaptive to stresses that are going on, there's going to be less chance of that nerve getting pinched. So I just wanted to clear it up first. Go back and listen to the episode I did on breaking the stress loop. And that is episode number 191. Promise it's worth having a listen to. All right, so let's get in. So the vagus nerve, one of its primary roles is actually about keeping that rhythm in our heart, okay? So regulating our heart rate and maintaining good cardiovascular system health. And so just think about it. When our heart's beating too fast, we're stressed. It's like, and it's going too fast. The vagus nerve steps in and it just slows it down and brings it back to a steady rhythm, just being able to help prevent those irregularities that can come. And if we're taxing our body and being stressed too much and we're getting out of rhythm too often, that's where we start setting up something bigger that's not good for us. So just imagine it's like, you're in a stressful situation, your heart starts racing, your body's going, do I stay, do I go, do I stay, do I go? It's like that fight and flight is right there. And the vagus nerve, once it realizes the danger's past, not in the middle of it, when it's going, okay, cool, yep, you're good, you don't have to stand and fight or go, it brings you back to center faster. That's it. It brings back that state of equilibrium. So that's the first thing. The heart is impacted. And you know when you're stressed out, you feel it, your heart starts to race. The next place we feel it, we start to feel like butterflies in our stomach. So vagus nerve plays a huge part, really vital part in our digestive system. Part of its job is that it helps food to move through your digestive system or digestive tract, and it stimulates the release of the stomach acid and the digestive enzymes and regulates how nutrients are taken up. Now, this is the thing. When we stress out, imagine your gut's like a great big crock pot. You're stressed, you pinch the vagus nerve. That can't happen. That signal is interrupted. And that's where we say that it dampens, it puts a fire out in your belly. And food stews instead of digesting because those digestive enzymes and acids are not being released the way they're meant to actually digest the food. Then you don't take up the nutrients, your brain's in overwhelm, and it just goes in this loop. So we've got to be looking at managing that stress as well. So those butterflies in the stomach, they're actually a really good sign because it's your gut, your vagus nerve is actually talking to you. It's how it communicates. So take notice of it. If you're getting a bit nervous in the gut, okay, I'm going to talk in a moment about using breath and things to really help regulate it faster and to build up that vagal tone. But your body's talking to you for a reason. It really is. So you've got a choice. Listen to it, deal with it, and build up a resilience in it so that it's not getting negatively impacted like it has been in the past. So the vagus nerve isn't just about physical health. It's also about our emotional well-being, you know, that gut-brain chemistry connection. If our gut or, you know, the amino acids, for instance, aren't being taken up to our brain, well, you know, our happy hormones and that are just not getting turned on. So when we're getting, you know, stressed and anxious and that vagus nerve is like going, what am I going to do with you? Simple things like deep breathing, meditation can really help. And even just like a caring hand, if you see someone who's just like, fuck, freaking out, just gentle touch can just help them go, oh, okay, yeah, I can take a breath. When we do that, they help to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system, which then allows those calm effects to start moving through our body. And the vagus nerve can go, okay, yep, got it. Yep, I can let go now. All good. So ideally, we want to come from a place of prevention, and keeping our vagus nerve happy and healthy is the go. So there's this thing called vagal tone. And the vagal tone is that activity of the vagus nerve being able to be like in closer to a constant. And the world is not perfect. The world is not just like wonderful and easy all the time. It's not. But if we can build up in a resilience into it, it makes such a difference to how your body's going to amp up all those kind of things in the future. And we want to build up that resilience. It's important. And so one way you can boost that vagal tone is by, you know, periodically set an alarm on your phone and slow, deep breaths from, you know, fill your belly. I'll put a link in the show notes to Alice, my wife. She's an amazing Qigong teacher and teaches mindfulness and stuff like that. But she's the queen of getting that vagus nerve out of alarm mode with her breath. She uses her breath all the time just to bring it down. I remember when I was in the army, when we were under a big kind of stress, they really taught us, and I've talked about it again in past podcasts about using our breath. So things like box breathing, you know, breathing in for four, holding for four, breathing out for four, holding for four, then breathing in for four. You can also do things like just to get the vagus nerve out of alarm mode. You do like two quick sniffs and then a long breath out. So it's like, that's to get it out of alarm mode. However, to build up the vagal tone, it's about big, slow, rhythmic breaths as much as you can. And even when we, you know, I paddle out in the surf and it's some days it's bloody stressful paddling out in the surf. It really is, where the waves are too big or there's a rip or a sweep, something going on. You get out back and it's kind of like heart's racing, breathing short, and the body's in like, fuck, this is big. And so through doing ocean confidence workshops and stuff, I've learned to the same thing. Basically, deep belly breaths allows your shoulders to come down and get that pinch off the vagus nerve and just helps it to, you know, over time be working better. So any exercise or movement you can do that encourages you to be able to work with deep breaths is going to be a bonus. So gentle walking, yoga, Qigong, Tai Chi, they're all linked to using your breath. So calming and controlling your breath, using deep belly breathing, using all your lungs helps to bring vagal tone back. But remember, if you're in an alarm state, And like I was at the dentist yesterday, for real. I'm not the biggest fan of the dentist, and I've got the coolest, most lovely dentist on the planet. She's so caring. However, I've never had fun at the dentist, and I was having some work done on my teeth, and I went, just give me a minute. And I did the two sniffs in, deep breath out. Did it three times and just got my body to go, ah, it's okay, it's okay. And I went, okay, cool, you can work again. I just use it. You build these kind of things up as a default so that when you're under stress, your body goes, that's right, yep, breathe. Do it when you're not stressed to build it as a default that you can build on. And the bottom line is any time or anything you can do to bring moments, yes, moments of calm and relaxation into your day, again, it builds a resilience, a stronger baseline to work from. So whether you're, meditation, I'm into chanting and meditating that way, listening to soothing music. And I know some of you are going to go, yeah, Jen, but I'm a heavy metal rocker and I am a rock chick for forever. However, I know what it does to my nervous system to listen to more calming, peaceful music as well. So mix it up. I promise it's worth it. And just taking a moment like this, the dentist is doing a thing and it's like, I just need a minute. Let my body come back to center. And then I knew I was able to be able to keep going on with what she was doing. So really looking to support vagal tone long term and also just deal with what's going on like live right there, right and then. So think of it. That's it is like a super busy highway. The messages are going all the time. Your body's trying to give you hints, but if you just keep soldiering on and powering on, not listening to it, it will stop you. It will. Like a Mack truck, it's going to slap you and you're going to go, okay, I'm out. I'm out. But we can regulate our heart, our digestive system, and then that gives an influence on our moods and emotions, how we deal with stress. It's just this loop. We want to break the loop. So wherever you can, take the deep breaths. I promise setting an alarm on your phone is an awesome way to start. Taking your time eating your meals. Laughing, I've said on so many podcasts, we breaking that stress loop, getting the bodily out of adrenal survival mode is good food, good rest, and good play. We also need to laugh and just do things to help your body just go, yep, I've got it. I can do this. That's it. So that's really simplified terms. There's so much information out there on the net, but everyone's doing nowadays on all the big chunky bits of what the vagus nerve is. But I like to break things down into layman's terms because at the end of the day, you just need to know, okay, my body's, I've got butterflies in my tummy. Great. Breathe deep. Go for a walk around the block. Do the two deep breaths in, one breath out, Do what you need to do to get out of alarm mode. Listen to the signals. Your heart's racing, your belly's in a knot, you're in overwhelm, your brain's just gone flat out and you just can't process it. Stop, do the breaths. But also think about coming from that place of prevention with vagal tone to build up your resilience so that you can deal with it differently in the future. You will, I promise, change your default if you're consistent in the actions with building that up. I hope it's a help. I love so much that the Western world, the medicine system, medical system is actually talking about the vagus nerve nowadays, where it's something that traditional medicines, natural therapies have always considered to be such a vital part. It's all good. I'm happy that I'm very grateful and happy that they've caught up with the way that we think. We aren't just that physical being. We have to be able to deal with all the emotions and stresses and everything as well. I hope that's a help. Get out there and look after yourselves. See ya. I want to thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.